25% tariff on all steel and aluminum coming into the U.S. from Canada. In all capital letters, the president calls Canada one of the highest tariffing nations in the world and demanded that it drop what he calls their anti-American farmer tariff on various U.S. dairy products. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
It's another rough ride on Wall Street a day after yesterday's steep stock sell-off. Right now, the Dow is down more than 600 points. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says for 401k and long-term investors, the best advice is to hang on.
There are going
to
be downturns. There are going to be upswings. You usually can't get a lot of up only. You get up and down. Stocks go up 70% of the time, but you really have to stay in it. You can't get in and out.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi on what administration officials are saying.
They're expecting that the second quarter there's going to be a large boom of businesses. That's really what this White House is counting on. They think that combined with these tariffs, potentially Trump's tax cuts, it's going to create economic conditions that's going to lead to a boom.
The House is set to vote later today on a continuing resolution that would stave off a government shutdown later this week. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
There has been a very intense effort to try to get Republicans who typically don't like these CRs on board, whether that is members of the House Freedom Caucus who met with the president last week. And the president even has been working the phones trying to convince hardline Republicans to back this bill.
Top officials from Ukraine and the U.S. meeting in Saudi Arabia today, coming hours after Russian air defenses shot down more than 300 Ukrainian drones. Analyst Michael Basikiu.
The signals coming out of Jeddah right now are pretty positive from both sides. They say progress is being made, but I would actually be very surprised if we got to the stage where that rare earth minerals deal is signed, as well as what Ukraine is asking for, security guarantees, but also a ceasefire.
Elections are underway in Greenland, a territory President Trump has expressed interest in. The vote could pave the way for it to become more independent from Denmark. Liv Aurora Jensen is a candidate for the left-wing party.
I'm feeling very excited. I'm very happy. And I am celebrating the Democracy Day today. And I hope that people will vote with their common sense and not by the greed.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 570. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a look at headlines. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. We'll update that story at the bottom of the hour. Another report will follow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin is, giving us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide, according to a recent survey. And in the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election, seeking a $1.5 million tax levy increase to continue to pay for those positions. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. Tonight, 5:30 is the first at the Humble Park Community Center at 2200 Blaine Avenue. Then again, March 18th at 5:30. You can get news at the top and bottom of every hour. And, of course, we have it on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Packers active in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers will have a new look to their offensive line. They signed 49ers left guard Aaron Banks to a four-year deal worth $77 million. Elgton Jenkins will move over to center. On defense, the Packers adding another former Raider, cornerback Nate Hobbs, who receives a four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Indianapolis. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich with a home run says besides William Contreras, the crew still has a solid lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we have some talented players for sure. I think Mitchell has a shot to be a really good player. Terang, Sneaky, Sal, you know, Joey Ortiz. We got some athletic guys that can do a lot of different things on the baseball field. Underrated, overrated. We've had a lot of guys step up and young players come into their own and just find a way. So see if we can do it again this year.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN. cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine, and that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rowell. Currently, it's 42.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, I'm at this end of 262-634-WRJN. If there's something on your mind, something you want to hear, or whatever, 262-634-WRJN. Like to hear from you.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Gonna be bright.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Johnny Nash did I Can See Clearly Now. And I'm Dan Marcus, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. In progress, another Paul Harvey rest of the story at 12:05 today on WRJN. This Saturday is when we celebrate St. Paddy's Day, downtown Racine. Because the St. Paddy's Day parade stepping off from Staten, Maine at noon. Again, that's this Saturday. So it leaves Staten, Maine, and then heads south on Main Street. Music, dance teams, floats, and I imagine there'll be a person or two on the sidewalk with some green beer. Then that's okay. I mean, I'm not condoning that. Oh, I'm going to dig myself deeper if I just keep going. So I'm just going to move on. St. Paddy's Day Parade. And then after the parade, stick around, treat yourself to some great food and drink specials all day long. You want the details, they're on our website at WRJN.com.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Vell Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader. He's also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
With local news and now Timeless Hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now, don't forget to say you will, don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Groove it.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Heard from Dave, his request coming up after this news and information update with Chris Morrow, filling in for Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election and will seek $1.5 million tax levy to increase to continue to pay for the positions. The fire department received city approval to apply for the staffing for adequate fire and emergency grants 3 years ago to help address cuts made during the COVID pandemic. The Racine Fire Department says funding for the 3-year grant will expire March 2026, currently funded by the federal grant. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure federal program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
And that's news on WRJN. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and online on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. And that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Oh, you gotta treat her like a lady. Gotta treat her like a lady.
serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 98 years. From Radio Park, this is WRJM. And the Riviera's California sun. Who needs California sun? We've topped 41 degrees. There's 42 right now in Racine. WRJN.
Style that shows me. Don't want to
the Beatles Something. The flip side of Come Together, both of them were listed as the A side, and both of them went to number one jointly. Here's another number one. Here's Sonny and Cher, WRJN.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby. So we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Ah!
they go. They forgot the words again. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Although they did just now sing Sadaka's Back because he wrote this song. That's a Captain and Tennille on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And I'm Dan Marcus. Did you hear our news? I mean, we are proud of this because we have renewed our partnership with the Racine Raiders football team. And that means the entire 2025 schedule is going to be heard here on WRJN. Starts early May. More details as we get closer to that date here on WRJN.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You never know how I feel. But when I needed you to come around, the only Jackson. But it's all right. Yeah, he started it with a but. Well, that came out wrong. I'm Dan Marcus with Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up at 12:05 today. Hey, appreciate you checking in, Will. Here's your request for CCR, 262-634-WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Looking out my back door. It's giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing. Listening to Buck Owens, do, looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? One less apparition divided by magician.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they call her Dawn.
Dawn, no way I'm no good for you.
as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and Dan Marcus with Paul Harvey's rest of the story in minutes.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear off my heartbeat, 'cause you're the one I love, you're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom,
this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. New moves by President Trump as he doubles down in his trade battle with Canada.